Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Rick Younger, Operations Manager for Saratech, and we are playing with DocuScan Plus.
Yay! Not only are we playing with DocuScan Plus, but we are playing with the HoverCam, which is working with DocuScan Plus. I'm just going to...
Sure. Go ahead and describe it, and welcome to Blind Bargains and all that.
Very cool. So this camera is a very long sort of cylindrical camera. If you pick it up, it feels very light in the hand.
It's a very smooth surface.
Yes. And you're able to pull up on the camera, so it's a sort of telescoping camera. You pull up and then you fold out the extending arm of the camera, which then focuses down on the page that you're looking at.
Sure. By comparison, I think, to some of the other cameras that are out there, would you say maybe this one's a little more sturdy? It seems pretty well built.
I like the way that it's built because there's a very nice solid base. So there aren't quite as many moving parts. You're not unfolding legs and things like that. You just have this single solid base. You pull up on a part of the camera, you unfold it, and there you go.
So, what does it weigh?
I don't know. It feels like it weighs probably about, between 8 and 10 ounces.
Okay. All right. So you have it extended and pulled it out here.
So you got it pulled out. With the camera comes a mat that has some tactile markings. There's one set of sort of curved tactile markings that show the best placement for the camera so that it is focusing on the biggest possible area to place a page.
There's little lines and etchings that you can feel, and you'd place the page in between, I take it?
Yes,
the
exactly.
The corners that you can feel?
There are two sort of L-shaped, there's an L and then a sort of opposite-facing L that you can place the two corners of the page in to get the, just sort of as a guide. You don't have to use the mat, but it makes it nice to be able to tell what you're actually focusing on, and you're better able to get the entire page.
Does that help with contrast too, perhaps? Putting it on a consistent surface?
That I really couldn't speak to, but it's very possible in terms of getting rid of some of that sort of reflection and glare that you sometimes get.
There's actually a couple on each corner. There's two L's on each corner.
Right, so you can use different sizes of paper. You can place envelopes between those sort of hashes. You can do business cards. You can do 8.5 by 11. It's not quite as easy to do a two-page book at once. That takes a little bit of fun and trial and error just to make sure that you get all of the edges.
Is there room to fit it though?
There is room to fit it. So it
once
is
you get
possible.
Used to it.
It's just that's the biggest challenge.
Right. Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to demo this with DocuScan Plus on the PC. We're also demoing this with DocuScan Plus on the Mac, and that will be available soon. So the camera works with either, and DocuScan Plus is going to be available on both platforms. So I have DocuScan Plus running here. I'm just going to go to the simple scan option.
I assume it's running with system access over here.
Yes. DocuScan Plus, though, is self-voicing, so if you're using this along with another screen reader, that's not going to be any problem. In those windows, then DocuScan Plus will do its thing, and you can switch over to your other windows, and your primary screen reader will take over at that point.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue, and we'll take a picture of some unknown page that we have here. I have no idea what we're testing with, so
awesome.
I'll be as surprised as anybody. We get the feedback
really? So we're supposed to believe you that you've never seen this page before?
I have not.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Processing the page. Please wait. This may take a minute.
Anybody can say that.
This page is right side up with number 820 and this number 249,158.
Oh, it's an invoice.
Number 1,295,500.
Well, maybe we should.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
We can cut that out.
Well, it's not a big deal. I don't think it had any sensitive information, but there you have it. I really had no idea what the page was.
Well, what would you say the time is from the time they took the picture to it, when it starts reading in general?
It's probably about 25 seconds. Now, at this point, we are recognizing the page on the PC. We have DocuScan Plus installed on the PC, so the OCR is happening locally. The image doesn't have to be uploaded anywhere. However, if you're using this from DocuScanPlus.com, which you could do from any public computer or just a machine that wasn't yours, in that case, the OCR is going to happen in the cloud, so you don't have to install anything on the machine in order to use DocuScan Plus.
So speaking of the cloud, you're also working on mobile apps that would tap into that cloud.
We are, and we haven't quite gotten far enough to be able to talk about release dates with any of those yet, but obviously the idea, as with anything from Saratech, is to be able to access any of your information from any of your machines or portable devices.
Okay.
For the iPhone app, that is most likely going to be something that is free access once you own the PC or Mac version. So it isn't something that you're going to just be able to have an app for a portable device without owning the desktop or Mac version as well.
So using the cloud, if I took a picture of something using my iPhone, it can is it optionally, or it can somehow end up on the cloud that I can then come back to my computer later and read it, or is that the idea? Or?
That is the idea eventually with an iPhone app, is to be able to do this in the same way that DocuScan Plus on the PC or Mac is done, where you take a picture and any of the stuff that you've scanned, regardless of what device it's coming from, should still be accessible from the cloud.
Okay. So,
for example, if you're using this both on the Mac platform and the PC platform, you could scan something on your Mac. You could then go to school with your netbook and access what you had done from the Mac previously.
Okay. As far as scanning or recognizing text from images, PDFs, things like that, is any of that possible?
Yes, we do support PDF recognition. We don't do TIFFs or JPEGs at this point, but if you're using DocuScan Plus, you can either use a document camera, a traditional flatbed, or you can just use PDFs with it. You can do batch scan, auto-read scan, which is it's continuing to OCR in the background, and you're able to read previous pages as you continue scanning.
Okay. The DocuScan, so you can get just the software, or you can purchase it with the HoverCam?
The camera, correct. So if you already have a scanner at home, let's say one of these really light Canon scanners that can plug into any machine, they don't require any drivers, pick up DocuScan Plus for $300 and you've got yourself a really nice portable solution. If you want the camera, we're going to be shipping those in a couple of weeks, and those will be $499.
Mm-hmm. Is there a combo price for the two, or would it just be
$799? It's just $799 at this point.
Okay. And you said shipping in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
What is the underlying scanning engine, OCR engine?
We're using the Nuance engine, so it's the same engine which is used in OmniPage.
Okay. Speaking of OmniPage, is this camera also compatible with other software, or does it just work with DocuScan
Plus? This is a mainstream camera. Mm-hmm. It does come with some extremely inaccessible software,
sure,
which luckily you don't have to install. It most likely does work with other mainstream scanning solutions, though we haven't tested that extensively ourselves.
Sure. Okay. So looking towards the future, any other features that you guys are working on that you know, over the next few months, or?
You'll just have to wait and see. If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, man. All right. If people want to get more information about all this, how can they do this?
The best thing to do is you can visit www.docuscanplus.com, and there you'll actually get a 7-day trial of the program that you can use with whatever happy scanner you have at the moment. You can also give Saratech a call. We're at 612-246-4818.
Okay. One more question. Is the product going to be available as a Surface offering, or is it just a one-time fee at this point?
At this time, it's just an outright purchase.
Okay. Is that something you're considering, or?
That, again, you'll have to stay tuned.
Okay. Ricky, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.